The volume.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Tired of that old tattoo? Get it removed. Removery is the world's tattoo removal expert, and we're opening up a studio in the Bay Area. Located on Jacklin Road, right off the Sinclair Freeway, getting the safest, most successful, and advanced laser tattoo removal service is more convenient than ever. Better yet, we're giving $350 off of complete removal packages through the end of March. Visit removery.com and schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
You may think the NFL season is over, but now it's Tapeheads draft season. And this NFL podcast gives you the inside slant on all the top prospects. Hi, I'm Bob Wischusen. Starting March 1st, I'll be joined by NFL Films' Greg Cosell, who studies the tape and provides the real story on which prospects fit which system and which are likely to make the most impact in the National Football League. Listen to Tapeheads Draft Season, premiering March 1st on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. It's the podcast. It is Wednesday. It's going to be a great one. Mike Silver, Mr. NFL Information Guy, NFL Combine, Indy, got great stories. So yesterday I had an opinion. It's my favorite kind of opinion. It's right, but it gets pushback. That John Morant's amazing, and he's going to win in his career an MVP, and he's exhilarating, and he's fun. But I've seen it before. It's called Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook. and John Wall. Hyper-athletic guards who, because they're not great shooters, need to drive to the rim and score, and eventually, it's very physical down there among the forest. They get knocked down, they get hurt, and careers are not nearly as great as they are in the first couple of years. So the pushback is, Colin, he's different. He is different. No, he's not. I watched Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was the best highlight player in the league. So was Ja Morant. Derrick Rose was not the best player in the league. He faced that year, he won the MVP, LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals, and LeBron totally shut him down in the fourth quarter of every big game. Ja Morant's not as valuable as Giannis. He's not as gifted as a healthy KD. He's not the best player in the league. He's the best highlight, and he's playing in Zion isn't in the NBA. But he's not a great shooter. He is a solid distributor, and people are going to say, well, Colin, he's got more depth than Westbrook. All you fanboys out there voted for Westbrook and wanted Westbrook to be the MVP because of a triple-double. If that's not balanced, I don't know what is. He averaged over 10 rebounds a game, over 10 assists a game, double digits in points a game. That's the definition of balance. That's why he won the MVP. Balance. He didn't win the scoring title. He wasn't the most efficient player. He was the definition of what many perceived as balance. He could do a lot of things well. I'm not anti-Ja Morant, but we've seen this before. Hyper-athletic guards who are not great shooters. There is no hand check. Wall can get to the basket. Westbrook gets to the basket. Derrick Rose gets to the basket. Okay, Gary Payton could not as easily get to the basket. You could hand check him. So, and I've said this, the hand check should be reinstituted to the NBA. It would cut down on small guys getting hurt. They wouldn't be able to drive to the basket as freely as they do. I'm not saying Ja Morant won't win an MVP. I'm not saying he won't be a great player. I'm not saying he won't be a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying he won't lead his team to playoff victories and series victories. But titles are not, they don't go through point guards. I mean, Magic Johnson doesn't even have a comp in NBA history. He was a 6'9 point guard. Don't compare him to Magic. But to last in this league, it is not attacking the basket as a little guy. That's not how you last in this league. LeBron James did something about 10 years ago, and LeBron is such a savvy player. Even at 6'9", 255, 260, LeBron started pulling up and shooting jumpers, even though he can score at the rim at will. Still to this day, he can score at the rim at will. But LeBron doesn't want the body taking that beating, and he's 6'9", 255. LeBron's smart. Lasting duration. I mean, even Michael Jordan. Jordan's career, in my opinion, could have been longer. He finished at the basket so much. You know, Dwayne Wade did not age as well as LeBron. Dwayne Wade hit the floor a lot. Another non-great perimeter shooter. Now, D. Wade is thick. D. Wade could handle it. D. Wade had a great career. But I absolutely believe if D. Wade was a better shooter, attacked the rim less regularly, he'd still be playing today. He would have aged better. But in the end, he kind of fell apart. Look at Westbrook now. He's beat up. Wall's beat up. Iverson at the end was beat up. None were great shooters. So could Morant develop into a better shooter? Absolutely. And it would be the best thing for him. But let's not deny we've never seen this. Oh, absolutely. Derrick Rose was the most beloved player in the league. Dude got a $100 million shoe deal and wasn't playing. He was so beat up. Is Ja Morant better than Derrick Rose? There's no guarantee of that. There's no guarantee of that. Derrick Rose was the MVP. Spectacular. High flying. Didn't have a great jumper. Had to finish at the rim. And how did it go? This is not an anti-Ja Morant rant. It's an anti-little guy attacking the rim. He's currently number two in the NBA in scoring in the paint. Number two. To a center, can't last doing that. At some point, you got to pull up. You got to distribute. Got to let others score at the rim. Speaking of Westbrook, all is not lost for the Lakers. They do have to next year get rid of Westbrook. Westbrook is a lot of noise and has been for a decade, but he's never really worth the noise. He's not a winning player. You know, I would compare him. Remember those car alarms that used to go off like crazy? I mean, everybody had one 10 years ago. I never bought into car alarms, those loud sirens. Number one, sometimes you'd accidentally set it off. It was humiliating. and virtually impossible to turn off. Number two is, yeah, it told me somebody was breaking into my car, but unless I'm armed, why would I want to go confront them? The car alarm couldn't handcuff the person, couldn't arrest the person, couldn't punish the person. So I'm supposed to race to my car to somebody that's carjacking my car. No, thank you. I mean, there were times I was in a parking garage. I would close my door to my car and set off multiple car alarms. What if somebody rushed into the garage, looked at me walking and thought I was robbing their car? That thing could get me hurt. I literally set off car alarms shutting my door. What if some wacko ran into the garage, saw me as the only person in the garage, and thought I had robbed their car? It never happened, but it could have. Eventually, mostly, you don't see those as often. They made a lot of noise, but they weren't entirely effective, right? And also now, all cars have GPS. So if it gets robbed, A, I have it insured, and B, they'll find it. That's always been Westbrook to me. A lot of media and fans are confused by noise. Oh, Westbrook, triple-double, lots of stats. Well, he had a lot of assists, but he also had a lot of turnovers because he was so ball dominant. He just had a lot of everything. A lot of misses, a lot of turnovers, a lot of assists. People confused noise and volume with efficiency. Well, the greatest players of our life, LeBron and Michael and Magic, they were efficient. The truth is about the Lakers, their chemistry is not bad at all. LeBron likes Reeves. He likes AD. He likes Carmelo. They all play pretty well together. It's Westbrook's noise and inability to be efficient that disrupts the entire chemistry. This whole thing about volume scores. When you get to the playoffs, I need you to make shots. And like half of the ones you take, I can't just have a noisy player. The history of the NBA, been a lot of guys that make a racket. I mean, I can just throw a pot and pan in my kitchen floor, make a racket. What's the value of it? It's the car alarm. What did I get out of it? Headaches? I'm not running to my car. Car alarm goes off. Let me confront the man stealing my car. Why would I want that? There's nothing about that that seems interesting to me. So you don't have to make over this entire roster. You got to get the noisy player out of town. And the Lakers will do that, moving Westbrook at some point after this season. I've always had a theory on kids. Bad kids can come from good parents. Good kids can come from bad parents. But crazy kids always come from crazy parents. Always. No exceptions. One of the reasons Hollywood people shouldn't marry each other and have a much, much higher divorce rate than the rest of Americans is because it's two crazy people marry each other. Two divas, two actors, two people who pretend for a living, two highly artistic people, they fail a lot. That's a very unique profession. What do you do for a living? I pretend to be a pirate. That's not a construction worker. That's not a landscaper. What do you do? I'm a lawyer. I mean, I pretend to be, not really. It's different. So crazy can sometimes attract crazy. Always, always with highly volatile results. But crazy does attract crazy. Crazy kids come from crazy parents. And I was thinking about the Brooklyn Nets. Is it coincidental that Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, and Kevin Durant are now all joined at the hip? The earth is flat, Kyrie. Ben Simmons afraid to shoot. And the classic professional wanderer who left a dynasty for the number two city in New York, Kevin Durant. I mean, even James Harden went, hey, this is too crazy for me, when Kyrie Irving lit sage in the locker room. James Harden was eye-rolling at Kevin Durant at practice. It's been published. It's been reported. I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't think it's irony. I think crazy attracts crazy. You just don't see a lot of accountants that marry bongo players, right? You don't see that a lot. I'm not against it, but you start looking at the Brooklyn Nets. These are the three players in the NBA. Simmons, don't get it. Kyrie, don't get it. Kevin Durant left the Warriors, don't get it. It's a perfect fit. It'll be highly volatile. It will not work long term. But different attracts different. Artists attract artists, right? This didn't happen out of nowhere. They all signed off on it. Of course they did. Covington, Masvidal. The rivalry will be renewed this Saturday night. FanDuel Sportsbook making things even more exciting. This is
that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Game.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California? Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
This is awesome. Offering new customers 30-1 odds on either fighter, Covington or Masvidal. That's right. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Sign up now, FanDuel Sportsbook. Use the promo code COLIN. Pick the fighter. Get ready to win big. I'm going to take Colby Covington by decision over Masvidal in what should be a hell of a UFC 272 main event. FanDuel's quick and easy to get started. You get your winnings fast. Tons of different sports and bet types to wager on. It's the number one sportsbook in America. I love it. Don't miss your chance to cash in on one of the biggest fights of the year. Sign up. FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code COLIN. COLIN. Use it today. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana.
Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG. In Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP. In Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117. For confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In New York, Tennessee, redline 1-800-889-9789. Tennessee, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In West Virginia.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin, for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
For all you tape heads, we're back. Tape Heads draft season. You may be saying, wait, isn't the season over? But hey, it's draft season. And this NFL podcast gives you the inside slant on all the top prospects. I'm Bob Wischusen, and I'm joined by NFL Films Greg Cosell, who studies the tape and provides the real story on which prospects fit which system and which are likely to make the most impact in the National Football League. Give us just a look from 30,000 feet, Greg, at this quarterback class as a whole and how good they might be.
I think one of the things we will get into detail about, Bob, is the balance now between movement by quarterbacks, what we call second reaction movement, the ability to make improvisational plays. What's the balance between that and pocket efficiency?
Tapeheads, draft season takes you from the combine right to the draft stage in Las Vegas. Listen to Tapeheads draft season on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, let's bring in my buddy Mike Silver, who's got all sorts of shit today. I mean, it's loaded. He's sending me pics of Matt Nagy and Bruce Arians. Okay, we got to start with this. So you were the first person a year ago, and this is hard to do with social media, to take an unpopular decision for a beloved player. I took one today when I say about John Morant. I've seen it before. It's called Derrick Rose, Westbrook, and John Wall. Great highlights, young, fascinating, twitchy, super athletic, doesn't shoot particularly well yet, attacks the basket, and it will not last. He will get hurt, and nobody wants to hear that. A year ago, you said, Kyler Murray's difficult, he's not a great teammate, he's not a good leader, he's just amazing. And there are people that push back on that. Well, today, Greg Jennings on my show said, Larry Fitzgerald told me. They rolled out the red carpet too early, and his personality changed. And this is essentially what you reported a year ago. So congrats to you. And now let's segue to this. I did not like what Eric Burkhart did. I understand he's an agent. I thought it was clunky and transparent. What do you think Arizona does?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, I can report because I am at the combine and I'm seeing lots of people, I can report to you that nobody has called the Cardinals in the, more than 24 hours since that all-cap statement landed. Nobody has even poked around and said, hey, Would you guys trade him? And I was shocked. I said, I would call if I were another team. And there's a lot of teams that he'd be a big upgrade, right? Nobody has even poked around. Now, I'm 99.9% sure that those calls would be met by, we're not trading them. Don't even bother. But I'm surprised that the overtures haven't been made, because there's so many teams that need a quarterback. It's business, and agents will do what agents do. I thought the statement could have been a lot shorter. As an editor, I'm not an editor, I'm a writer, but I would have said, hey, we want more money than they're offering. That's a quicker way to, it probably without the all caps.
Instead of the menu.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you got to understand context, right? Chuck Pagano was a very successful coach of the Colts early on, and he wanted a contract extension, and it was time for him to get a little more money on paper. But he went in the day after they lost the AFC Championship game to the New England Patriots 45-3 and said to the owner, Jim Irsay, hey, what's up with my contract? And it did not go well. Kyler Murray just had not just a bad playoff performance, but a bad body language playoff performance. And we've talked about Aaron Rodgers' body language, how you felt about that in the playoffs. We've talked about Jay Cutler. We talked about Cam in the past. This was a bad body language. And by the way, when you're getting murdered or obliterated in an elimination game, and your quarterback, we know at the very least, is faster than everyone on the field, and he's not even trying to run, that's a weird signal to give your, your team. He ran twice in that game.
Okay.
And I don't look.
By the way, none of his teammates have come out and defended him since his agent released that statement. Not one.
Right. And listen, I try not to worry about the drama as much in these contract things. It's always leverage. It's always business. We've been through it on our end. We know you could take a lot of things personally. At the end of the day, it's business. The agent releasing the statement is business. The Cardinals saying, yeah, whatever, we'll pick up your option and we control your rights. I do think the most likely scenario is he comes back and plays and they try to patch it up. But I'll go into this year the same way I went into last year, which I said to you publicly, which was, I'm worried that if things start to go a little bad, we could have a big tailspin here. On the other hand, they might be like last year and start out, what were they, 7-0? I mean, they were great early. And then it'll be, can Cliff and Kyler finish? They did lose Hopkins. That changed some things. Bad playoff performances happen and people bounce back from them. But I want to say they have no reason to blink. They could even not extend him and he'll come back and play. He loves, I think he loves being the quarterback on game day at least. And, when he's in the facility, I think he loves it. Unlike some guys. So I don't want to say, he has no work ethic. He works. He's just not one of those, from what I've heard, live it, breathe it, eat it.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, Peyton Manning guys, which is okay. He's a young guy. But I think it'll probably, I think all these quarterback situations will probably work out. Russell Wilson of the Seahawks, it's still murky and weird. Probably work out for another year. Aaron and Green Bay, the people I'm with, Packer people, former Packer people, people who know him, they think he's going back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Deshaun will get traded, but, Derek Carr will probably stay. Kirk Cousins will probably stay. But I'm not 100% convinced, because if Kyler really wants to dig in and say, okay, fine, go into the season with Brett Hundley or whoever it is as your guy, he could do that. And he is a baseball player who got drafted very high.
Yeah, I had an NFL Pro Bowl pass rusher tell me a year ago, Kyler Murray does not like to get hit, and he thinks he'll leave for baseball in the next 3 or 4 years. That was somebody who hit him. He said, Colin, I've hit Russell Wilson. I've hit Aaron Rodgers. He's like, that kid doesn't like to get hit.
I mean, I get it. I would not like to get hit. I don't think most quarterbacks like to get hit, but some tolerate it or fake it better or hang in longer. But yeah, I mean, if baseball is an option, look, I mean, we've got kids. I would love to see my kid be an awesome NFL player, but if my kid could also go play baseball instead, yeah. I like football better. I think football's sexier, but I'd be a lot less worried about his well-being. I get it.
So Arian says he won't help Tom Brady out of retirement. He said, I'd want five number ones. And it's funny, like, I think people will read that and go, ooh, bad blood. And my takeaway is, well, why would you help out Brady? Like, I'm sorry, but it's a competitive league. This is an intramurals.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, BA, we love him for his authenticity and his willingness to speak plainly. But in this case, you know, sometimes these things are leverage plays. And I think this would be the case. If Tom Brady came to Jason Light and Bruce Arians and said, listen, man, we had two great years. I came here. We won a Super Bowl. We competed for another. They're going to put your names in the Ring of Honor someday and mine. I've always wanted to, you know, go home and play for the 49ers or own a team and be a part owner of the Dolphins or whatever it is. I'm not saying you just say yes, but there's a karmic case to be made. Like I came and honored my end and, you know, at the age of 44, right, or 45, won a Super Bowl. So I think it could work out. But I would agree, just leverage-wise, the play is don't just say, yeah, we'll let Tom out. It's the same thing as the Saints. Like, if Sean Payton really wants to go coach the Cowboys and Jerry Jones really wants him, he's not coming back to coach the Saints, but I don't think the Saints are like, oh, cool, here you go. Take them for a 7. I think you keep
the right. I mean, again, I think Fox wants me to succeed in life. There are limits, right? Like going out and competing against them in the market, they got limits.
Right. Right. I mean, I think maybe your former employer would agree that it would probably be better to keep you satisfied. But I'm just saying, yeah, Fox definitely doesn't want you coming after Fox. While you are, you know, in a good place.
So you told me this before, and you're so right, that the combine isn't just about guys in shorts running fast and doing shuttle drills. It's a deal-making week-long expedition. So with that said, Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan said, not interested. So that's kind of counterintuitive to, for years and years, what I've heard about Indy, which is what really happens here is there's always three or four major deals discussed that often transpire a week or two later. So what am I supposed to make of that? Two of the brightest young coaches saying not interested.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's a different world with texting. So these things don't need hotel lobbies and bars as much to happen. But as someone who likes those interactions, and, you know, I did send you some pictures today because I was with people who are big fans of yours. So, you know, I was like, ah, I got to go on college podcast today. They were like, oh, tell them I said that. No. But anyway, so what one traditional thing about the combine is it's spring break for coaches and talent evaluators. And I say that somewhat in jest because people go big. But really what it is a chance for the whole NFL world in terms of coaching and personnel and media to some degree, to all be hanging out without a game about to be played, without Super Bowl insanity, and even more so than the Super Bowl, you got every team here. So I think a lot of people like that, and they like doing it in Indy, by the way. They like it in a centralized, familiar place. But, you know, Sean McVay didn't show up famously last year or 2 years ago, because there was none last year. 2 years ago, he was like, you know what? I got a new defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley. I got a new offensive coordinator, Kevin O'Connell. We're going to just sit here and grind, and we'll see these players later. So that was interesting. But, yeah, now you've got more coaches missing it. And I think I literally was just sitting with Bruce Arians and Jason Light, the aforementioned coach and GM of the Buccaneers. And Jason was kind of laughing, saying, you know, I never got my moment of – hey, I'm at the combine. We just won the Super Bowl and everyone's coming up and kind of congratulating me. That's what happened, you know, because there was no combine last year. And I said, half jokingly, yeah, why are Sean and Les not here? What's the whole point of winning a Super Bowl if you can't have those like 7 days of glory? You know, because I got to tell you, I mean, if I win a Pulitzer and I just left an employer, or just maybe there's some people in my past that I want to gloat a little, maybe passively in front of, I'm going to the Pulitzer ceremony, and then I'm showing up at the Emmys with my Pulitzer around my neck and being like, hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah. I'll say this about McVay. He didn't play starters in preseason. People rolled their eyes. He changed the culture. He had lighter practices. The old schooler's like, no, you got to hit in practice. He wouldn't do it. And now again, he's taking the league on that. It's kind of a waste of time. So I'll say this about Sean. There's a Belichick feel to Sean. You know, I was talking about this. Is, you know, Belichick did a couple things that went against the grain. It used to be the offense owned the sidelines, but the defense owned the middle of the field. And I remember this about 15 years ago when Belichick went and got Aaron Hernandez and Gronk and said,
We are
going to not throw up the sidelines. We're going to own the middle of the field. And now everybody does. But Mike, that was 15 years ago. It did not look like everybody else in the NFL. Like Aaron Hernandez and Gronk were chess pieces. People didn't use their tight ends like that. They just didn't.
Yeah. For all Bill's defensive genius, that was an incredible offensive innovation. And really, if Aaron Hernandez had been, you know, able to function in society a little differently, it might have continued for a long, long time, because turns out he and Gronk were both pretty irreplaceable. But I will say this, like, you know, the Rams just won and the Bucks just won. Very similar approaches. We don't care about 2022. We don't care about 2025. We don't care about 2030. We care about now. And if you get away with that, it's admirable and awesome. And I'm usually in favor of it before the outcome. But, you know, if Jakiski Tartt catches that interception, or if the Bucks don't blow that coverage to Cooper Kupp, and they come back and win that game, there's a whole offseason of, man, Sean and Les, they went all in and it imploded. Matthew Stafford had turnovers. They didn't win. The Bucks last year, if they go to Lambeau and, you know, LaFleur goes for the touchdown instead of the field goal, Aaron gets the 2-point conversion, they win. I think people say, man, they got Leonard Fournette, they got Antonio Brown, they went all in. Now they're going to have to pay the piper. Now, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying, it's amazing how small the margin for error is, but we do have a copycat league. And Belichick, you brought up, never has there been a bigger instance of it. There's been an entire subculture of coaches and GMs and franchises affected by the bizarre belief that you can win lots of Super Bowls if your overbearing coach/GM is just a big jerk all the time. With media in his own building. And I feel like shaking all these people from Josh McDaniel's early version to Joe Judge and just say, guys, Bill doesn't win because he's a jerk. Bill wins because he's an unbelievable coach and because he had Tom Brady. And that's fine, by the way. He won more than anyone ever and will reap the rewards, but just be yourself. And if that's you, be you. Brian Flores, you and I have talked about a lot. I still can't figure it out. He's clearly a really good coach. He clearly has elements of, I'm not one of those Belichick guys, I'm my own guy, but he also clearly has elements of, oh, now I'm in power, I'm going to do it the Bill way. And that probably is the biggest reason that a very good coach who did a good job got fired and now is, you know, obviously in different waters dealing with another equally, you know, a very important issue, systemic racism in the coaching world. But in our little world, there are a lot of people going, I can't understand why Flo got fired, but I kind of can.
Yeah.
Because of the way that he was Belichickian.
Well, that's another way McVay's had influence. When I think of McVay, I think of collaborative. When I think of Brian Flores, I think of Jim Harbaugh, I think of authoritarian. And I think another influence of McVay is, guys, we're collaborative here. It's a player locker room. I'm the culture setter. I'm going to be demanding on game day, but I think there's a real pattern in this league of collaboration and the authoritarian my way or the highway. Even Belichick with Cam Newton, realizing how popular Cam was among players, was very complimentary. I think Bill understands it. I really do.
Well, and I would say this about Sean, because this is fascinating, right? Sean's whole culture is based on that. He's been great at it, and it's allowed them to take risks that other teams can't take, because they believe when you get in our locker room, you know, we hear about, oh, the culture. They're not arrogant that way. They're just like, their front office attitude is Sean's special. He'll bring you in and you'll feel good. And our coaches are good. They'll coach you up and you'll succeed and it'll just work out. Now, the backdrop of all this year is that Sean's most important connection had degenerated. And I know casual fans or people who are superficial like to say, well, Jared Goff just sucked. And like, that's not what happened. Those guys got to a Super Bowl together in year two, and it was amazing. And whether you say the player regressed or whether Sean needed to evolve more, whatever happened, their connection got messed up. And I've heard it from both sides very passionately. And they both know that I'm hearing the other side. And so I don't think I'm just being lobbied. I think I've heard each guy tell me what they think happened. And I believe that, you know, it's better for Jared in the long run to have a place and a offensive coordinator, maybe Ben Johnson now, who is on the same page with him and believes fully in him. And it's better for Sean to have his guy. And I always wanted Sean to have his guy once it wasn't right with Jared. But what they did was they basically said, we need Matthew Stafford, who is not proven to be a Super Bowl winner or even a playoff winner, so badly. And we also need to get rid of this Jared Goff contract to make it happen, that we'll just give you whatever it takes. And the margin for error is thin. A Jaquiski Tart drop, that third and goal holding call, defensive holding of the Super Bowl, whatever you want to say, they won. And history will show they went all in. They got that important connection right after it had gone awry. And they now have a banner. And so history will show that what everything you said about Sean prevailed, but it was kind of tenuous. That Goff-McVay connection had gone, you know, noticeably bad in that building.
So over the course of time, you and I have had discussions with general managers. You probably far more than me, but I've had this discussion with coaches and GMs minimum 10 times in the 25 years I've been doing this. Owners are weird. Owners Yes. over the last decade, because of tech and holdings and the value of their franchises, are richer. Yep. They're less patient. They're more demanding. I like Jim Irsay. But this shit's so transparent. Chris Ballard's a friend of mine. But one of the things I never do with my sources is when fit hits the shan and there's a big controversy, I stay away.
Right.
They're vulnerable. I don't think that's the time to get information from them.
Agree.
Okay. So I've stayed away from Ballard on the Wentz thing. I've just given him space. If he wants to tell me something, he will. I'll talk to him when it's settled. That's, to me, more fair.
Cool.
But I know Chris's personality. He doesn't want to move off Carson Wentz in this market. It's a mediocre draft. They're not getting Pickett or Willis. And those are the only two guys all my scouts really like. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The market, Jimmy Garoppolo has the same Wentz health issue, but isn't as gifted an athlete. Deshaun doesn't fit the culture of the team. And they're not getting Russ or Aaron. This is so obviously Irsay just can't get past how the season ended. And I go back to this. Carson Wentz went 27 TDs, 7 picks with an average wide receiving core. Like, I think Jim Irsay is massively overreacting, and I'm not sure if they get rid of him, what they land.
That is all logically true, but I do know Jim Irsay very well. I would say this. Most owners... Who, by the way, another thing that you didn't add in that long, accurate list is they listen to the noise more than people know, and let it affect them. But Jim Irsay was a GM. He literally, you know, Al Davis is gone. Jerry's kind of the GM in Dallas. Very few owners have been in that chair and understand. Now, his dad was his boss, but he was the general manager of the Colts early on. And so he has experienced what that's like. And I know how much he values Chris Ballard and believes in him. I don't think it's unfair for Jim Irsay to say, I got all these Pro Bowlers. I'm not the young...
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to... Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Youngest man of the world. I had Peyton Manning, then Andrew Luck. I've won one Super Bowl. I would like to win more and be in position to win more. At the very least, when my team only needs to show up on the road against the worst team in the world, that is checked out. They have an interim coach. And by the way, is incentivized from a franchise perspective to lose because they could have clinched the number one pick. They didn't know that Detroit was also going to beat Green Bay. And you can't go down there and not, it's not just that they lost, like, oh, tip ball, it was crazy.
They weren't competitive.
They were flat. And I love Frank Reich as a coach. I've actually thought he's gotten too little credit previously. But you have to, as the owner and a former GM, you have to look at your coach and your quarterback in that situation and go, what was going on? Now, I don't know what was going on, but I do know they came out flat. They weren't competitive. And I do know the quarterback, who is the most important guy, didn't seem to. Now, maybe he was tired, understandably, coming off COVID. And we can debate whether it's frustrating if you're the employer that he chose not to get vaccinated and maybe had it a little worse, or the protocols were a little worse. You could say, is he connected with his teammates? I don't know. I just know that I'd be frustrated too as an owner who really wants to win, who has been a GM. Now, Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Cardinals, was apoplectic after 2020 when they had a late collapse and didn't make the playoffs. I would imagine that right now he's not super thrilled. So, you know, sometimes the owner's not super thrilled and people don't get fired. And, you know, Frank and Chris had just signed contract extensions and, you know, Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler look like they might do it again. But, you know, we watch and we wonder, are there pressure points? So I would say that if we're doing a hot seat early for 2022 before the draft, you have to put Frank Reich on it. You have to put Cliff on it. You have to put Mike McCarthy on it. And that's kind of wild because those are all winning programs.
That's a good threesome on the hot seat. That is the threesome next year, isn't it? It really is.
I mean, we could be leaving someone out just because I haven't, you know, well, you and I haven't done the.
If the Jets look horrible, there will be heat on Robert Saleh because they did last year look horrible every other Sunday.
And Ron Rivera probably in year three, playoffs in year one, but a losing record, rough year two. I know Daniel Snyder is very committed to him, or Tanya Snyder, the acting owner. But, you know, I know Ron feels like he really needs to come back a little stronger this year. And, you know, there's always more. I'm just saying, like, it's weird that I get it when it's the Jets or Washington. I don't, you know, it's more striking when it's like playoff team that was the best team in the league the first half of the season, playoff team that looked Super Bowl ready and won a division, the Cowboys, and looked like they were going to be a playoff team coming off a playoff appearance with a bunch of Pro Bowlers and a high-profile quarterback trade. That's three pretty, you know, striking things.
With sports betting taking off, it's important to find the experts you can trust to help you make some money, right? Check out the Favorites Sports Betting Podcast, powered by FanDuel, only on the Volume Podcast Network. My buddy Chad Millman, pro bettor Simon Hunter from the Action Network, twice a week here to help you become a smarter football bettor. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Chad and Simon break down the strategies of professional sports bettors, the ones they use to find the right games and the right time to bet. Download the Favorite Sports Betting Podcast only on the Volume Podcast Network.
New salted caramel cream cold brew and signature lattes from Dunkin' are the perfect combination of salty and sweet to take on springtime. Bold Dunkin' cold brew topped with creamy salted caramel cold foam or rich Dunkin' espresso topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. These two new salty sweet sips will have you ready to spring it on all spring long. Spring in action with the new salted caramel cream cold brew or the new salted caramel signature latte at Dunkin'. Sip into both for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Additional charges may apply.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, finally, you live in the Bay Area. You're very, very connected. There are stories that occasionally surface, and I've missed on them, but they seem obvious, yet all the reports are the opposite. So I hear Montana, Steve Young, Adam Schefter, not sure if Trey Lance can play. And I think, timeout. Garoppolo's getting surgery. Trey Lance needs snaps. They're not in love with Garoppolo. He'd be the fourth most talented quarterback in the division. They're moving Jimmy Garoppolo. It's over. Yet every report, and this stuff comes out because somebody wants it out, is that they're not sure about Trey Lance. So I'm left to believe this, Mike Silver. They're doing this so when people call on Garoppolo, they say, hey, We don't know if Trey Lance is good enough. We need a second and a starting corner.
I totally agree. And here's another way to look at it. They have to find out if Trey Lance is that good because they traded three ones to get him.
Right.
And by the way, I don't know that it was a crazy thing to do. He's really athletic, very talented thrower, and apparently unbelievably intelligent. And like, whoa, like that could be great. Like, and you know, Kyle's going to coach that up. You know, they have a chance to, it has a chance to be great. But yeah, I agree with you. If it becomes Jordan Love and it's like, hey, if Aaron Rodgers signs a big 2-year extension and now we'll play Jordan Love in year five, you're really saying, well, we've seen Jordan Love and we think he could be fine, but we know he's not close to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I don't think they're going to do that with Trey Lance. They gave up too much to get him.
Yes.
And it's not like he went out there and looked like,
no,
you know, Ryan Leaf early on or
no,
Marcus Russell.
I went and looked at video. He's big, he's strong, he's athletic, and he's got a power arm. He just needs reps. Also, Jordan Love concerns me because he started for 3 years in college. You got to be ready to play. Trey Lance didn't. He should be rusty. He should look like he needs work.
Yeah, and I think, to me, the thing that swayed me on him, even though he's raw and he's coming from a, you know, FCS program, is I just kept hearing how smart the kid is. And so, especially for Kyle, I mean, that's Kyle's dream to have a quarterback who's, you know, on his intellectual plane. And, you know, it's hard to play quarterback. It's a lot. I mean, I'd be a dumb quarterback. There's too much going on, right? But I heard how quickly he picked it up and what they just think of him as the way he processes. That really excited me. And look, Kyle told me last summer, he goes, dude, I saw the Seahawks go get Jamal Adams and be aggressive. I saw the Rams be crazy aggressive, including beating me out for Stafford. And by the way, the Rams continue to stay aggressive. He goes, I'm in the NFC West. Yeah, bro, I had to make a trade. Yeah. Like, I'm not just going to be passive and take who we get at 12. So, yeah. I think they will trade Garoppolo. I think it's what you said. They want to be able to say, oh, man, I mean, you've seen it. We're not sure about Trey Lance.
That's right.
Jimmy's our guy. Now, it is weird because if Jaquiski Tartt catches the ball or they run behind Trent Williams up 3rd-and-1, maybe Jimmy's in the Super Bowl. Maybe he wins the Super Bowl. Then it's a different conversation.
All right, Mike Silver. NFL Combine, great shit, as always. Absolutely love it. Keep kicking butt. Your voice has gone hoarse from all these deep, covert conversations with deal makers in the NFL.
I have so many important things to say at such high volumes. It's just, you know, it's a tough job. Someone's got to do it. I will come visit you in Los Angeles soon, hopefully with a real voice.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
At The Volume Sports, Twitter, Instagram, go to our YouTube page, At The Volume Sports, subscribe.
The Volume.
Tired of that old tattoo? Get it removed. Removery is the world's tattoo removal expert, and we're opening up a studio in the Bay Area. Located on Jacklin Road, right off the Sinclair Freeway, getting the safest, most successful, and advanced laser tattoo removal service is more convenient than ever. Better yet, we're giving $350 off of complete removal packages through the end of March. Visit removery.com and schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You may think the NFL season is over, but now it's Tapeheads draft season. And this NFL podcast gives you the inside slant on all the top prospects. Hi, I'm Bob Wischusen. Starting March 1st, I'll be joined by NFL Films' Greg Cosell, who studies the tape and provides the real story on which prospects fit which system and which are likely to make the most impact in the National Football League. Listen to Tapeheads Draft Season, premiering March 1st on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.